Hi, and welcome to Tea Time with Ava. We're doing the crossover edition.
And welcome to Excellence Magazine by Nutshell Research and Development Incorporated, LLC. And I am Sharon Millicent Parrish Andrews, the CEO. And you may also find us online at www.nutshellsquarebiz.com.
All right, we're going to start off today. I want to start with the topic of celebrities. What do you think about that?
Oh, I think that's so nice. Celebrities always have something to make us open our eyes about.
Okay, well, I don't know if you saw any or all of the Met Gala event, but Kim Kardashian, no longer Kim Kardashian West, Kim Kardashian was donning all black bodysuit, including a black facial covering head to toe. I mean, she even walked up to her own sister, Kylie Jenner, who was wearing a nice sparkly evening gown, looking great. And Kylie was shocked at first, didn't know who it was. What do you think about her outfit?
Oh, wow. Quite stunning. I mean, I just don't know what to say. And I have nothing against hijabs and burkas. But there is a time and place for everything.
Oh, and you know, this wasn't just your regular hijab or burka. Have you ever seen the Blue Man Group?
No.
Okay. So, the Blue Man Group, they wear spandex body covering from head to toe.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Okay, so mm-hmm, you've seen mm-hmm, that. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So, Kim was wearing her own version of that.
Oh, no.
And she even had the, I think it was all one piece, but it looked like a shawl, and she had black stilettos. I don't know what brand, but we'll say stilettos.
Her brand.
Yes, probably. Or Louis Vuitton. No, not Louis Vuitton, because they didn't have the red bottoms.
Oh, but it was a Kardashian brand. Probably. Trust me.
But she was wearing black from head to toe. It was even too much for a funeral. I mean, she even had on a black hair extension, you know, so she literally looked like the Grim Reaper.
Mm.
And she went into Met Gala, and she managed to walk down all of those steps wearing that, and walk up all of those steps wearing that all black spandex suit with her curtains wrapped around her. It looked like curtains to me, wrapped around her arms and draping the floor, a long train.
Oh, that's just ridiculous. I guess she was doing the walk of death.
It looked like it. Maybe it was a death march for her recently separated marriage.
Oh, yes.
We'll call it that. She was doing her marriage death march.
Yes, yes, yes. Saddened by death.
Yes, because I tell you, it was quite an interesting show. So many people are trying to say, oh, that's un-American of you to wear something like that. Now, that I don't agree with.
No.
You can wear whatever you want.
That's right. Freedom of speech, freedom of choice, freedom of movement.
Amen.
So she just did hers in such a negative way. It makes everybody think that she's having mental issues about no longer being Kim Kardashian West.
Oh, well.
So sad. Too bad.
So, speaking of moving on, let's go to the next topic. What do you have for us, Miss Sharon Millicent?
Well, I was thinking about how everybody's the same when it comes to politics. In my last podcast, I was talking about the thespian laughter and frown mass.
Yes.
That came from the plays of the 1601 on up from Greece, where you would have the laughter and then they would hold up the little thespian happy mask, and then you had deafness and darkness. They didn't call it Kim Kardashian. They just threw up the little dark evil frown. And I don't know why everything evil has to be dark, but oh well, we'll just overlook that. And here comes President Biden rounding up 14,000 Haitians to deport them immediately to Haiti, but yet and still he's welcoming the Afghanistans to come in from Afghanistan. So I guess they're called Afghanistanians?
Afghanis.
Afghanis? Okay. Mm-hmm. And he's welcoming them with open arms. I don't know if it's because they're a little Dayglo and the Haitians are a little Negroid, but we have to just pause and think about that. And I'm going to let that resonate right there.
Yes. So we'll leave it up to the audience to decide, is that right, wrong, or other?
That's right.
You choose.
That's right. Because something isn't right. Definitely not with that scenario of, could it be, or
couldn't it be?
Tune in to find out.
Yes.
I was also noticing how I'm from Wisconsin, and the Green Bay Packers used to be like my second best team. I've always liked the Cowboys. And then we just happened to move to Texas. But something happened at the last game, and their quarterback was out of sorts. Green Bay Packers 3 and the other team 38.
Oh, that did the Packers even show up? It sounds like all they had on the field was the man who draws the lines.
I know. Oh, what did the coach of the Green Bay Packers say to their quarterback at the end of the game?
I don't know. What did he say?
I think we need a new quarterback.
Oh. Well, you know what the owner said to the coach?
What?
You better pray you have a job next year.
I know. That's so sad, isn't it?
It is.
Well, let's see what team shows up this time.
I know, the A team, or I won't even say B, I'll say the Z team.
I know. I'm a little older than my daughter. I know, when we were little, they had a after school show called It's Howdy Doody Time. I think that's what happened to the Packers, don't you?
Maybe. Is that like we had the Wallace and Latmo show? It's fun and games and woohoo! Then you see the clowns come out.
Oh yes! Now our Howdy Doody Time clown was Claribel.
Oh,
and people would say, "Who's the cutest clown of all, Claribel?" I think that's what the Green Bay Packers quarterback thought he was.
Oh, okay. See, we had on the Wallace and Latmo show, it was Gerald. And Gerald would always come out and he would go, "Ah," you know, like Lucy. Yeah. And he was afraid of everything. So maybe they were afraid of the ball.
Yes. Well, all I can say for that is, like in Living Colors, homie don't play that.
Oh no. And like Georgia Brown said,
yes,
ain't nobody got time for that.
I know.
so we gotta move on.
Yes.
I want to talk about Twitter.
Oh.
You know, sometimes it's really good to watch Twitter because you catch things that don't make the news that really should.
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear about Deep Ellum?
No, girl. What happened now?
So Deep Ellum is in downtown Dallas. It's the Arts District area.
Oh.
And you would think, oh, how nice, how beautiful, right?
Oh, yes.
Well, it's been declining lately. There's been an uprise of crime.
Mm.
Don't you know, people were tweeting last night saying that they were coming out from venues to see people laying dead in the street.
Four people. Oh, no.
This didn't make the news. 2 o'clock in the morning, people were coming out, said they saw dead people, had to go back into the bar because people were outside shooting semi-automatic guns.
Mm.
That they were locked in there at least until 4 in the morning. Might have been later. Why didn't that make the local Dallas news?
Girl, I know. And they should have had police officers out there on those foghorn speakers talking about, stay in. We do not want you to come out. It's a danger to your life.
Exactly. You can't go anywhere. I used to when I was younger. I'm in my 40s now, but when I was in my 20s, I used to go to Deep Ellum, and it was a nice place to go.
Oh, yes. It was so nice, and your ballet school used to be adjacent from Deep Ellum.
Mm, can't go there now. That ballet school is gone. They have moved.
Yes, yes. They packed up and left.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes, they did like they say in the Westerns. Guard your children and wives. Mm-hmm. Lock them up and move away. There's danger mm-hmm. on these streets.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Or what mm-hmm. was it? Hide your husbands, hide your kids.
Yes, yes. Oh, girl, we are just cracking up today.
Yes.
Yes, just yes. saying.
Mm-hmm. So, you have anything else that you want to talk about next?
No, but I have a joke for you.
Okay.
Why did the chicken cross the street and then cross back over and run?
I don't know why.
He was escaping the butcher, but when he got across the street, there just so happened to be a barbecue grill going. And so he crossed back over and ran.
Oh, no. That's funny. Well, I have a joke then for our viewers who maybe know a little bit of Spanish.
Oh.
So, I'll let you know up front, and even if you don't know Spanish, that you can tell someone here, like as in come here.
Yes.
You can say here.
Yes.
Say pa'cá.
Uh-huh.
So, and don't mind my gringo accent. I know people are going to laugh. I laugh at it too. So, why did the chicken cross the road?
I don't know why.
Well, to get to the other side. But why did the farmer cross the road?
I don't know why.
Because the chicken said, paka, 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 paka. So that's my joke of the day.
In case our audience doesn't know, tell them what paka means.
Oh, yes. Again, paka means here.
Yes. Mm-hmm. In case you didn't catch the beginning. Yes.
Uh-huh. So, I do also have a Karen of the Week.
Oh, tell me.
So our Karen of the Week works at a Dunkin' Donuts somewhere in the United States.
Mm.
There was a deaf lady mm-hmm. that went into a Dunkin' Donuts. The lady's name is Shannon Harrell.
Oh.
And she went into the Dunkin' Donuts. She had her mask on when she went into the store. As she walked to the counter, her mask was still on. Miss Harrell stood behind the plexiglass. The clerk, who was also female, stood behind the plexiglass on the other side.
Okay.
So they're separated by plexiglass. Miss Harrell takes off her mask and explains, "I am deaf. How would you like to do this?" Because apparently she's letting the people know she reads lips. You know, even I can gather that, and I don't work there. Well, you know what this Karen of the week did?
What?
Karen refused service to the deaf woman because they could not communicate.
That's terrible.
And when the deaf woman, you know, tried to, you know, explain that I have my mask, we're both behind plexiglass, you know, tried to explain the situation, Karen, we'll call her, called the manager over.
Oh, no.
So, of course, now we have Dunkin' Donuts having to issue apologies and say, you know, this is not how we handle business. I'm wondering, what coffee shops can I go into? Because I still refuse to go to a Starbucks. And if no one knows why, it's because of the poor treatment they gave to an African-American man waiting for his party to come, needing to use the restroom.
I remember that.
Yes. And so Starbucks has since then gotten an African-American CEO, but in my opinion, that does not forgive their actions, and I will not patronize Starbucks.
No.
So I guess I'm going to have to add Dunkin' Donuts to that list.
That's right.
So
that's that lesbian, happy and sad again. It's Dunkin' Donut. They'll put their little happy face on. They want your business. But anything else other than your business, there goes that evil frown lesbian.
And I mean, I can understand, you know, coronavirus, but, you know.
I know.
They were separated by plexiglass.
Well, I have seen a lot more worse things than that at Dunkin' Donuts and Starbucks. Here comes Wendy's. There was a man in a wheelchair, and Mr. Asp was waiting on him.
Let's call him Donkey Doug.
Yes, Donkey Doug. The man in the wheelchair asked for his drink to be handed to him. And the man on the other side, Mr. Donkey Asp, said, "We can't hand the patrons the drinks or their cups because of the coronavirus and the Delta variant. So you can go over there to the counter. They have cups, and you may press the button and get your drink out of the machine." Well, the man in the, Mr. Halo, we'll call him, went over to the drink machine. He wheeled himself over there, and only to discover that the table for the drink counter was up too high.
Oh, no.
And he couldn't get out of the chair. He was paralyzed from his waist down.
Oh, my.
Yes. And so he asked the people on the other side, he signaled and waved for them to please come from behind the counter and get him a cup and some drink. And you know what the people did, like Mr. Donkey Asp did?
What did he do?
He ran over to Mr. Halo and gave him a coupon and said, "Here's for a free drink the next time you come back."
I don't condone his actions, but at least he did give him a free drink. But, you know, that doesn't help the fact that the store is not accessible. What if Mr. Halo was thirsty now?
That's right. And furthermore, obviously Mr. Halo was thirsty now, and Mr. Donkey Asp did get from behind the counter like he said he couldn't, But he took the time to, so he should have put on a mask and some gloves so that he could service the man.
What? No mask?
No mask.
Coronavirus?
Coronavirus. Oh. Girl, yes. Mm-hmm.
Speaking of mask and social distancing, I just want to talk about my favorite show, Big Brother. And the reason why I say is because you know how Julie always says, air hug, social distancing.
Yes.
So that made me think of that. What do you think about this Cookout Alliance? It's iconic. The first alliance of six to make it to the end with the alliance intact. And not only that, but they went to the final six with nothing but African American people, men and women both. So that guarantees that for the first time in Big Brother history, there will be an African American winner.
Well, I'm not going to say, oh, I think that's just marvelous. That's just wonderful, because it's not. They didn't do the game right. And furthermore, we all do know that this is rehearsed. I don't care who says it's not. We know it's rehearsed. So first of all, that was a guise. Mm-hmm. And second of all, if they wanted to do it correctly, they should have had at least one Caucasian and one, let's say, Asian and one Hispanic in there, because they had all three on Big Brother. Mm-hmm. And then the other three black. Mm-hmm. American blacks or African American blacks, but that's how they should have done it. And then they should have played the game out, because now it looks like they're discriminating against everybody else.
Okay. Well, I'm going to play devil's advocate. I actually think it's great, and let me tell you why. Because Big Brother is known for having nothing but Caucasians towards the end, especially Final Six, sometimes before then. It's usually, as some people say, Lily White. And so, like I said, I'm playing devil's advocate here, and I'm going to say that if they had brought a Caucasian person, Asian person, or the young lady was Puerto Rican, so a Puerto Rican person, to the end, one of them would have definitely won, because that's how history repeats itself, and that's how history has played out. And I think without having the cookout structured the way it is, that it would have guaranteed just a repeat of the usual. Because yes, there has been a Latin American winner. There has been an Asian winner. So now it's time. We need an African American winner.
That is true. That is true. But I still feel you have to have faith. But that's good. Mm-hmm. I like that.
Yes. And, you know, I can see things both ways. So I agree with you. But yet and still, I do take a different stance. And that's all right. You don't have to have the same views to be family or friends.
That's right. That's why we have a democracy.
Yes.
And that's why we have freedom of speech and freedom of movement in America.
Exactly.
So many people like to say, and I can see Russia from my kitchen table.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Maybe they need their glasses checked.
Yes, because if their eyes can stretch that far over to Siberia from their kitchen table, oh, give me those spectacles.
Don't you know?
Yes. Maybe I can see what's coming down the road before it comes, and I won't get in an accident.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, I think I've covered all my topics, so I'm going to let you wrap up today's crossover edition.
Okay, and you know, this has been brought to you by Anchor FM, the easiest way to make a podcast, at least that's how I feel. And I feel that if you go to Anchor FM and follow the simple rules, you will be able to make a podcast just like we can.
Exactly.
And you know what? If a lot of people listen to your podcast, you can get a lot of money from Anchor.
Yes, and thank you for reminding me of that, because I'd like to let everyone know that not only can they get this information on the podcast, which is provided by Anchor, but they can also go to Amazon and pick up a copy of Excellence Magazine. I'll let Miss Sharon tell you the official title.
Oh, thank you. Mm-hmm. I am the CEO of my company, just as Miss Ava is the CEO of her company, Angels Creations. And we are both nonprofit. And Excellence Magazine by Nutshell Research and Development Incorporated, LLC, was first started by Mrs. Mildred Parrish, the late Mildred Parrish of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and now I carry the throne along with Miss Ava. And we are just so grateful to have all of you with us.
Yes, thank you so much. And as Miss Sharon has said, I do run a nonprofit, Angels Creations. The project that we are working on is to reduce plastic contamination. So we've started with our own line of 100% biodegradable bamboo toothbrushes that have plant-based fiber bristles. So what does that mean for you? Well, every time you brush your teeth with a plastic toothbrush, you ingest plastic. Plastic does not biodegrade, and plastic is not digestible. So you have a buildup of plastic in your body, which is passed down for 7 generations. So it's passed down through childbirth. That means if you stop using plastic today, your 4 times great-grands will be benefiting of having no plastic in their body. Now, we know that there's plastic all around us, and it's impossible for us to get rid of it all right now. But if we stop using plastic and find plastic-free alternatives like hemp-based polymers and bamboo, that's a great start, and our future generations will be free of plastics. So feel free to message me after this episode of Tea Time with Ava, and I will get you the information you need to get your bamboo toothbrush today. And can they message you as well, Miss Sharon?
Yes, they can contact me at nutshellsquarebiz.com. Click in the right corner on Excellence Magazine, and then you may go to our contact. And I know how to get to us because I do get your messages.
All right. Well, thank you, and everybody have a blessed day.